Blog Talk Radio. For those of you that have that prayer list, you know, just go ahead and grab your prayer list, because we start this broadcast off with prayer and you touching and agreeing, and we praying one for another today. Amen. So go ahead and get that prayer list and prepare your hearts and prepare your mind as you get into that place to communicate with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions. Father God, grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as you see, the prayer list is before you, Lord, Father, and I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord. Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father, and what they're in need of. Heavenly Father, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord, Father. Father, we know that you're a just, merciful, and loving God, Lord, Father. And we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, as we touch and agree with all prayer lists, Lord Father, that are held before you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, for your healing, Lord Father. Father, touching all those that are in need of healing right now, Lord Father. All those, Lord Father, that are on that list, Lord Father, that we are praying for salvation, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. For Father, we take you not for granted, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for all prayers that you have answered. Answering as we pray and about to answer, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for being a God of many chances, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that we can come before you, Lord Father, and pray, Lord Father, not just for ourselves, Lord Father, but for others as well, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Kamari right now, Lord Father, and we come against, Lord Father, seizures right now, Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, to touch his body, heal his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. And we come against every and anything, Lord Father, that attached itself to those seizures, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We cast it back out into outer darkness, Lord Father, and we thank you, Lord Father, for your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, touch his mother, touch his grandmother right now, Lord Father. Give them the strength and the peace, Lord Father, that they need in you right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold Edith before you, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you, O God, to touch her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, O God. We thank you for your healing, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for her body lining up with the word of God. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, and healing is the children's bread, Lord. So Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for all those in this prayer list today that is looking for a healing, Lord Father, that needs a healing, that believes, Lord Father, that you can heal them, Lord Father. We're touching and agreeing with them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord Father, those, Lord Father, that are in remission, Lord Father God, with cancer, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for what you have done and doing for Kathleen Warren, Lord Father. Father, you brought her through those surgeries, Lord Father, as she's you know, recovering, Lord Father. We thank you for your supernatural strength and healing, Lord Father, continually flowing through and through her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we hold before you Jerome, Lord Father, that has cancer, Lord Father. Father, that's in hospice right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father God, to touch, Lord Father. Father, give him the peace, oh God, that he needs within you, Lord Father. Touch his mom, Elder Russell, right now, Lord Father, and continue to strengthen her and give her the peace and comfort that she needs in you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Bobby, oh God, that has prostate cancer, Lord Father. Father, we know, oh God, that you're bigger than any form of cancer, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing, Lord. Father, we hold before you Yamilet, Lord Father God, that has breast cancer, Lord Father God. Touch right now, Lord Father. Heal, deliver, and set free right now in the name of Jesus. Father, Bobby, right now, oh God, that have throat cancer, oh God. Father, now, Lord. Spurgeon Walters that has lung cancer, oh God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. TJ that has pancreas cancer right now, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father Yvonne Talbot that have uterus cancer, oh God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Father. You said healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. Comfort them, heal them, Lord Father, and set them free, oh God, from cancer, Lord Father. Father Thomas Felton right now, Lord Father, that has stage 4 cancer, oh God. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just moving right now, Lord. Father God, give them the strength, oh God, that they need in you, Lord. Father, whether they're going through chemo or radiation, Lord Father. Father, touch their immune system right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you those, Lord, Father God, that in need of a kidney and goes through dialysis, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams right now, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for a kidney, Lord, Father. We hold before you Denise, Lord, Father, as we pray for a kidney right now, Lord, Father. We hold before you Gladys right now, Lord, Father, as we pray right now for a kidney, Lord Father. Father, you know that they're in need of, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch their bodies, Lord Father. Give them the strength when it comes out of dialysis, Lord Father. Father, their body is going through so much changes right now, Lord Father. Father, you're the one that created this body, Lord Father. Father, you know how to fix this body. And Father, as we touch and agree with them right now, Lord Father, we thanking you, oh God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord Father. We don't take those that are touching and agreeing and praying with us, Lord Father God, for granted, Lord Father. So, Father, as they continue to touch and intercede with us, Lord Father, we ask you, O God, to keep them covered under the blood and bless them as well, Lord Father. Bless them in their going out and their coming in right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Pastor Dungy right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, oh God. We thank you, Lord Father, for your supernatural strength and healing continually touching her body right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, touch right now, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father, our listeners right now. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for just doing it for them, Lord. Father, they're faithful enough to come and hear your word, Lord Father. Father, they're hungering for you, Lord. So, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching and moving within their households right now. Father, as we speak, every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled, Lord Father. Father, every sickness, Lord Father, and disease right now, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. See the blood covering them right now, oh God. See the blood covering them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord Father. And we cancel every and any assignment, oh God, that would try, Lord Father, to stop anyone, Lord Father, listening, Lord Father, receiving this word today, Lord Father. And we cancel it right now and cast it out into outer darkness, oh God. And we thanking you right now for your will being done through these airways right now, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for healing and deliverance right now, Lord. Father, we know that you can do it, Lord Father. We're trusting in you, Lord Father. We are trusting in you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Ruthie right now, Lord Father. And I ask that you continue, Lord Father, to touch her, Lord Father, and heal her, Lord Father. Father, you have shown the doctors, Lord Father, who you are concerning her, Lord Father. So, Father, we continue, Lord Father, to pray, Lord Father God, for her continuous healing, Lord Father, as she's in recovery, Lord Father. Father, we hold those before you that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. We ask you, O God, for the peace and comfort, Lord Father, to reign within them. For you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. So we thank you for sending your comforter to those, Lord Father, that needs your comfort right now, Lord. For Father, we take it not for granted, O God. We take it not for granted, Lord. Father, we can you and just glorifying you. We don't thank you enough, Lord Father. We don't thank you enough, oh God, for what you do for us, Lord Father. What you have done for us, Lord Father. Those that have forgotten, Lord Father, where you have brought them from, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, oh God, to touch them right now and bring them back to the remembrance, Lord Father. Bring it back to the remembrance. Heavenly Father, we continue to cover our children and our grandchildren, Lord Father, under the blood, Lord Father, as they go to school, Lord Father. They're going out and they're coming in, Lord Father. See the blood covering them, Lord Father. Cover the school bus drivers and buses right now, Lord Father. Cover the teachers and that school building right now under the blood, Lord. Father, for we come against bullying and gun violence, Lord Father, trafficking and child molesters right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And we thanking you for seeing the blood covering, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for giving them the mind, Lord Father, to call upon you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, oh God, for those parents, Lord Father, that are teaching their children, oh God, to pray and to call upon you, Lord Father, and to trust in you, Lord Father, like never before, oh God. For we know the safest place right now, oh God, is in you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. So, Father, I ask you this day to give your people the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, the word is always on time, Lord Father. And we know the word is always, Lord Father, for someone in the midst, Lord Father. And, Father, as they receive the word, Lord Father, do it for them. Work it out for them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Y'all ought to be giving God praise. Give him praise, give him praise, because he woke you up this morning clothed in your right mind. That's what he did for you this morning. Not the alarm clock, nothing but God. That woke you up this morning. Amen. And normally today, you know, I give you a word today, but you know, on Thursdays, I have put it to throwback Thursdays. That's how they say it, throwback. But I'm throwing back the word from the late Apostle Porter. you know, the word that I tell you was so rich when she was bringing forth. And as you continue to hear the word on Thursdays, you will be hearing her recording, her previous recording off of Blog Talk Radio. We do it on Facebook, where we also, when you look through the memories on her recording, we put it on there that you will continue. Sometimes we need to get a refresh on the word that came forth. So I will no longer hold you anymore. Just prepare your heart, prepare your mind, and listen to the awesome word coming from the late Apostle Gloria Porter. And not just her, but today we also have Sharon Bonds. So prepare your hearts and your mind and tune in.
And it goes this way. When we pray for rain and do not bother to repair our roof, our petition is full of holes. When we pray for rain and do not bother to repair our roof, our petition is full of holes. Now, think about that, okay? Amen. Praise God. You know, God is good to us, you know, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about something that, you know, made just a little bit. You know, I really like the scriptures that I was reading, and it's so good. I hate to just pick out one, but I'm going to try for lack of time. I'm going to try my best to, and I hope you're following me the best you can. And I'm in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. My. Okay. Now, I'm going to start at the 3rd verse, okay? I'm going to go there. I see something there that you should hear also. The 8th chapter and the 3rd verse. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord do man live. Do you hear that? The raiment waxed not old when upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Listen at that. And we today got swollen feet, don't we? And we ain't walked over that long. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Mm-hmm. And you thought God didn't do that, didn't you? I know you did. I hear you. I hear a lot of people say that. God wouldn't do that, but this is what it say, he will chasten thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, and that rings out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines, fig trees and pomegranates, a land of all olives and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Now, don't you like that verse? God's going to bring you into a land where you can eat bread without scarceness. You don't have a famine. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's not a famine that thou shall not lack anything in it. Now, I know you like that, Paul. But can we read that 9th verse again? A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarcity, thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig bread. Ooh, can't you see him blessing you already? When thou hast eaten and art thou shalt bless the Lord. I want you to hear that, number 10, verse 2. I want you to hear that. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Oh, if I don't say nothing else, it's time for you to bless the Lord. I hear a bishop be praying a lot of times. It's time for us to bless the Lord. You know, a lot of times he say that in his prayer. And you hear what the word say? You're supposed to bless the Lord, huh? And look at what the 11 say. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Now, you got to beware. You got to be aware of the fact that it could be easy to lose what God just gave you. Huh? And you forget to bless him because you think you did it. Yeah, this is our problem today. We think we did everything, and you were believing God when you started, but somewhere down the line you forgot. Come on. Now listen what he said. Least when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. Lord, have mercy. If we stop right there, we'll ask you, would you forget the Lord? And you'll tell me, no, I'll never forget. That's what you say. But in all realities, let's say it this way, you will forget him eventually. Because the more you get, the more you don't believe that it was God. You think it was you by your might, by your power. You think you did it with your ideas and your hands did that work. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Now, I'm going to talk about your amnesia today. We get amnesia when God multiplies us. You notice today a lot of great people are falling because they forgot. And I tell you, namely, they forgot what they promised God if he would bless them and multiply them, what they would do for God. Think about the young men in prisons and in the jailhouses and what have you, and some people on their sick bed, they make promises to God that they're going to serve him, excuse me, diligently when they get out of jail. You know, I call it jailhouse religion. You know, they promise the God, they going to serve him, and, oh, they going to do this, and they going to do that. And when they're sick on their bed of affliction, they promise God, you just raise me up, I'll do this, and I'll do that. And all of these things, they begin to promise God. But when they get up, how soon they forget. They got amnesia. You hear what I'm saying? Do you have amnesia today? Do you have what you told God you were going to do if God brought you out? What you told God if he was going to touch your children, save them and heal them, or whatever the case may be, your husband or your wife or whatever you promised God, and after he brought them out and brought them in and everything, you forgot. Come on, how easy it is to forget what God has done. You know, you just like the children of Israel, every time they get into a situation, in a chaotic situation, they call on God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But as soon as they get out, they forget who God is. You see what I'm saying? And they forget to praise him and worship him and glorify him. Are you walking in amnesia today? Come on, tell me something now. Tell me about it. 12th verse say, least when thou hast eaten and are full and hast built, oh, I just read that. Sorry about that. I'm getting excited here. The 40, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Now, how can you, if you are locked up in jail, now I want to understand this. I mean, something here I don't understand. Now, you up in here facing who knows how much time in the jailhouse, the penitentiary, or wherever, and you made promises to God, and as soon as you get out, your feet hit the ground, you forget. Huh? You forget what you promised God. My, what amnesia you got today. You see what I'm saying? What have you promised God, huh? And you done talked to him, and you know he must answer he got you out, huh? You can't say that, well, I don't know whether it was God or not. Well, he answered you, your prayer, what you prayed, he heard your cry, and he delivered you out of that bondage that you was in. So how can you forget the person that brought you from that bondage, huh? I don't understand it. For the life of me, somebody need to talk to me, because I may be missing something around here. Glory to God. Okay, let me tell you about the little spider. I came across this little story about a spider. Now, I don't know if I told it to you before. Well, it bears telling again. Spider dropped a single strand down from the rafter of an old barn and began to weave its web. Months went by and the web grew. Its elaborate maze caught flies and mosquitoes and other small insects, providing the spider with a rich diet. He was full, wasn't he? Eventually, it became the envy of all the other spiders. Then one day, the spider noticed a single strand stretching up into the rafters. And this is what he said. I wonder why it's there. It didn't catch me any dinner, concluding it was unnecessary. He climbed as high as he could and severed it. In that moment, the entire web began to fall in upon itself, tumbling to the floor, taking the spider with it. Huh? Because he forgot. It was his web. Did you see? He forgot. You see? He got amnesia. Could we as a people make that same mistake? Can we make that same mistake? Yes. Huh? Do we spin webs of prosperity? Do we spin all these type of webs and have a good multiplying? Oh, we got plenty. We got about 2 deep freezers in our house full of food. And we just got a pantry that's big as a house almost full of food and everything. And we just got all the everything, drinks we want and all the people around us we want. We just got a web full, right? But we forgot where it came from. Huh? Come on now. You forget who gave it to you. We forget, he said, like he said here in the 13th, he said, when the herds flock and flocks multiply, the silver and the gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. All you got is multiplied. This and that. You got rings on every finger and on your toes, too. So I ain't talking about the ears and in your nose. I ain't talking about all that gold. You see, but that's unnecessary. But think about it. Your heart done got lifted up, and oh, you just, my, look at what I got. This is what we do. Forget the bondage that we were in and God brought us out. Why can't you praise God and glorify him? Why can't you lift him up, huh? This is all God wants you to do, is to continue to worship him. And this is why, and when we start, we read in the 11th verse, we say, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. Beware of it, huh? You got to beware in your plenty time, the time when you got plenty, that you don't forget the Lord your God. And know what? Don't disobey his commandments. We all, honey, we let our God down. We start doing all kind of things, and the enemy come about and begin to tell us, look at the goods you have, and look here, why don't you do this, and half of the stuff he's telling you to do is against the God's word, huh? majority of the time, now think about it, all of a sudden your sexual appetite is increased. So therefore, you're looking outside of your marriage, outside of that. You start to playing around, and all of a sudden you start to teeter-totter and taking a little taste, and somebody tell you, say, well, you know, you got so much on you, smoke one of these here cigarettes, and that'll make you feel good. You just, the devil just flipped your mickey. He just lied to you, and you jump right into it, and you forgot that God is the one that can ease your stressful situation. God is the way maker. God can make you easy the way that you're going. You know, God can make everything all right. You forgot about it. But because you're now in a rich environment, you're in a, I guess that's why God don't bless some people. You know, they can't get nothing, you know, because he know they going to forget him. You know, so he leaves some people, just leave them out there like that with no money, no nothing, you know, living in a you know, shack by the side of the road or somewhere, you know. And think about it sometimes. Do you forget God when you get, say, the instant a raise on your job? You forget to give God his part, huh? And do you forget that? Think about it. Now, I'm trying to tell you, it's easy to forget, because when you get money, I tell you, I hate to talk about it, but I tell you, there was a sister that was once in my church a long, good while back, and the woman, when she get her welfare check, she give God just about the whole welfare check. You hear what I'm saying? She would give it to God, and if we need anything, she would give it to us. But then she messed around and got a hold of about $190,000, and she wouldn't give God it. Now, isn't that strange? Don't you think it's strange how easily we forget? And you know what she had did? Pastor, pray for me that I get this money. I didn't know how she was getting it. I didn't ask no questions, because the Bible told me to ask no questions for conscience sake, because I might not have liked the answer. Then I couldn't take the money. You hear what I'm saying? Praise God. But I prayed for her to get some money, God, to bless her, because she was just giving. The woman got that much money and didn't want to pay tithes, because somebody told her that's too much tithes to give to the church. Now, can you believe that? How soon we forget. Well, God is bringing you, blessing you. You ask him to bless, and God moved and multiplied, and you wouldn't even give him tithes off of it. Now, are you guilty of that? Think about that. Now, let's put it this way. You don't give God the net, do you? You don't give him that. You give it after you pay everything in your house. Then you try to see, if I got some left over, I'll give it to God. Hello, ouch, anybody, you know how that's how it goes. Hello, come on now. Now, God want to bless you. Yes, he do. Now, let me tell you one thing. This is one thing I want you to know. The 18th verse say, I'm going to just read part of it. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Why is he giving you wealth? That he may establish his covenant, not your covenant. Hello, somebody. So he give you power to get wealth. So you ought to remember him. Not only that, help somebody along the way, too. You can help somebody. Don't be afraid, you know. There are many people hungry somewhere. You can get some food for them or something. Do something of that order for them. Huh? Are you going to leave it all to the people of the world to do when the saints should be doing these things? The saints are supposed to do a lot of things that they don't do. When they get it, they hoard it. They want to keep it to themselves. They want to fly around in an airplane, their own private airplane, two airplanes. What you going to do with two? Huh? You can't fly but one. You see what I'm saying? It's like you got five or six cars. Why do you need five or six cars? You just need one good one. You see, one that really runs and good to get you where you got to go, you see. But yet you're going to forget God, and he have made it possible for you to secure these things. Buy somebody else a car. you know, some preacher down the street that got a small congregation need a car, and his car is going on fumes. It's leaving on fumes. You need to give that preacher one of them cars. Come on, somebody. You don't need five cars. You can't drive but one at a time. You see what I'm saying? I know you marry me now, but that's okay. You know, you forget God. You get amnesia quick. Huh? You don't want to remember him and what he's done for you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He done saved your children now. And you say, but God saved my children. Lord saved me. He finally saved them, the boogers. And now you ain't grateful. That's a shame before God. That's a shame, shame, shame. And you don't go to church no more. Well, I'm sending my children to church. God didn't tell you to send them there. He tell you to bring them there. You know, you and them should be sitting in somebody's pews. You see what I'm saying? It may not be mine. You know, you may not like me. By the way I'm talking, you may not like me, but that's okay, too. You understand? You ain't going to stop me from preaching the word. You're not going to stop me from telling it like it is. You see what I'm saying? And this is what we want you to do. All I want to see you do, remember God. And I'm wondering why he said that. I'm thinking to bless you, but I want you to remember me. Now I'm understanding more fully what he's talking about here. You got to keep his commandment, walk in his status also. Keep them. Whatever he command you to do, this is what you do. And you want to be rich? How much I want to be rich and all this here and everything. What kind of rich do you want to be? You can be rich with your life, your children's lives. They could be in good health. That's being rich, huh? Eating and sleeping every day. Got a car to ride around in. That's rich, huh? But you want to be wealthy, don't you? I know what he said, but what did he say? It is he that give thee power to get wealth. He didn't say to be rich because Jesus came that you may be rich. He became poor that you may be rich. You see what I'm saying? So you are already rich, but you want to be wealthy. Come on now. I know you know I'm talking to you now. I know you know what I'm talking about. But we don't want you to destroy what you got. Because when you stop serving God, you stop thanking him and praising him, glorifying him, because he wanted to establish his covenant with you. You see, and what he swear to his fathers, the Bible say, and he won't establish it with you because he's keeping his word, his promise that he promised to your forefathers. He promised them that he was going to bless you and multiply you and do all these good things for you, and you wouldn't have to worry about food or shelter or nothing else. But once you got it, you started doing what? Beating your fellow man. You started lying and cheating and doing everything you big enough to do. I know you know. You know, I tell you, I was only going to talk for a little while. But you know, I get all wound up and then I be gone, don't I? I know I do. Praise God, because it gets good to me. Lord, have mercy, it gets good to me, that word. But I like this particular scripture because God has promised to bless you, but he does not want you to forget him. He gave it to you for a purpose. Huh? You hear what I'm saying? It was a purpose in him making you wealthy and good. Huh? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I used to hear about people giving preachers of cars and stuff and all that. You don't hear that no more, do you? And the preacher gives something to somebody else, or another missionary, evangelist on the field, or something that need an automobile, a missionary out on the foreign field need an automobile. They would give them and all this good stuff and everything. And you don't hear this no more. What happened to the giving spirit? You want to hoard it all for yourself now, huh? My. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Lord, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, Jesus. Have mercy on them. Lord, have mercy. Don't get lifted up in the stuff that you have. Just appreciate it. Thank God for it. And when God say give it away, because he want to restore and give you some more and better stuff than you had before. I found it to be true. And whenever you do that, God keeps his promise, and he refills, refurbish you and yours and what you have. And remember that. Don't get amnesia. God is blessing you right now. Those of you that God is already blessing, don't get amnesia, huh? Don't forget God. He's standing by your side. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful word that came forth this morning. I tell you, it lets you think about it and marinate it and just said, you know, Lord, help me not to find myself in that position. My name is Pastor Sharon Bonds, and I just thank God for the word that came forth today. It's so awesome about not forgetting about the Lord, not getting amnesia. Amnesia, don't forget him. Don't forget what he has done for you. Don't forget how he brought you out. Don't forget how he saved your soul. Don't forget where you started from. He saved you one day. You were in mess. You were in sin. And Jesus came and he touched you and gave you a new mind, a new heart. And he changed your way of thinking that you may change your way of thinking. Don't forget what God has done for you. So when you look at another man and you see someone in the same position that you were in, don't forget that it took God grace and mercy to bring you through. Don't forget that someone had to take patience with you. Someone had to be have show long suffering, the Lord. You were talking about the children of Israel, how God had provided for them, took them out of a situation of bondage, took them out from the hands of the oppressed. And God took them out of that situation, and he promised them a land flowing with milk and honey. God, the God that he provided for them, he provided food. He allowed their shoes never to be all worn out. You know we can walk in those shoes now. When we, a person that is a walker, their shoes start rolling down on the side or in the front. It all depends on how you walk. But God restored their shoes. He did not allow the shoes to be worn out. He provided water. He provided shelter. He provided protection in the wilderness. He provided protection. And he just letting them know, I brought you through these things. Don't forget about me. Don't forget what it took. What I told you, the commandment, it's better for you to be obedient to the word of God than walk in the spirit of disobedience. Disobedience is what? Doing things your own way and forgetting the principle of God. It is so important for us to align our life in the word of God. It is so important that we examine ourselves daily so we do not walk back into the habits. You know, the habits of the past, because whatever God delivered you from, you got to be always be prayerful and watchful that that baby does not sneak up back on you slowly. And the next thing you know, you start doing the same thing you were doing before. That's what the children of Israel was doing. They forgot about God, where he brought them from, how he kept them, how he provided for them, how he protected them, how he delivered them under the hands of bondage. And we cannot forget where God has brought us from. Whatever your situation is, whatever your story is, it's magnificent for you. Don't forget what he took you from. Don't forget how he turned you around. Don't forget how he touched your mind. You may have been walking in the spirit of depression and how God sent forth a right mind and he speaks to your mind and depression gone. Don't forget where you started from and what God has, what you told God you would do and God promised to keep you. See, God never go back on his promise, but we do a lot of times. We forget all about what he said. And Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 14, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Your heart be lifted up. You allow pride to come forth in your life. And you know pride is not of God. Pride, you're about, when you have walk in the spirit, spirit of pride, you are headed for trouble, because God don't want us to walk in that spirit of pride. Don't forget now. Don't just, like the apostle was just saying, don't say, I did it. My talent did it. My divine idea did it. No, God give you the idea how to create, how to do that game, how to do whatever invention he allow you to have. It is him that give you those ideas. It is him that giving you the power to create wealth. So we must not forget about him, what he has done, what he's about to do, what he's going to do. And that's the 12th chapter. He was talking about Paul, Peter, when Peter was in jail, and how Herod the king, he killed the John James, and he wanted to please the people. And the saints of God prayed for Peter. And I tell you, sometimes, like the apostle was saying, sometimes we pray and ask God just for this and for God, ask God for that. And in the lesson, in Acts, the 12th chapter, he was talking about the saints of God in walking in the spirit of unity, praying for Peter to be delivered out of the jail, And it came to pass that the angel of the Lord came in, and all the shackles was taken off Peter, and the doors were open. And Peter went to the house and was knocking on the door. And even though the young lady recognized whose voice it was, she ran back to let them know Peter is at the door. Now, they're praying for God to deliver him. And when the answer came, they were astonished. So we have to be, when we're praying for God to save our loved ones and do this for us and do this for us, do we really believe it? See, we got to have a spirit of expectation that what you pray, God is able to answer it. And it went further that Peter was there and he let them know that, yes, told them about how the Lord delivered him out of the jail system. God delivered him. The angel of the Lord came there and delivered him. And I tell you, don't you know when God do the miraculous, someone has to get upset. When God do turn things around, someone is going to be all mad about it. And he was talking about how Herod got upset. And he killed the guard that was there because he felt that, now you let the person go. He had it all in the plan. Isn't that just like the devil? When the devil thinks he got you, God make a way for you to escape. I'll tell you, prayer makes the difference. Prayer makes the difference in trusting in the word of God. And it, even in verse 1 says, and upon a set day, Herod arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an ordination unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of man. See, he thought he was all that, and he forgot that he wasn't the creator of the heaven and the earth. He tried to take God's glory. And he talked about all of a sudden, verse 23 says, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. See, you got to be careful not to take God's glory. When God do a thing, do not take his glory. All glory belongs to God. When God bless you, it wasn't because of your good looks, but because of God's mercy. So all glory, all praises belong to God. When God used you and you're just a vessel, someone gets healed, the glory belongs to God. The glory does not belong to you. When God heal someone out of the wheelchair, whatever the miracle is, the glory first goes to God, because to God be the glory, because it was God the one that healed the person. He just used you as a vessel. When God used you and someone raised up from the dead or whatever the situation is, never forget to give God the praise. Never forget to give God the glory. Don't be like the children of Israel, or don't be like Herod in the Acts chapter, 12th chapter, when he decided that he was the eyes of God, and he wasn't God. there's a God in heaven and there's a God in earth. So remember, give God what belongs to him. Give him the glory. Give him the praise that is due to his name. So remember, when God bless you, don't forget about him. When God heal your loved ones, don't forget about him. Don't forget about him. See, God told me this long time ago when he blessed me, give him what belongs to him first. And I have tried this for myself. I don't care how much money it is. It may be $50,000. $5,000 belongs to God. And plus, our friend, it is so important that you don't forget about giving God what belongs to him first. Because when you do what God tells you to do, it is all right. It doesn't matter if the money all went, because you know what? It went the right way because you follow the instruction of the Lord. You don't want to be giving a trespass offering. You don't want to be walking in sin, but give God what belongs to him. Because God be talking to his people and letting them know, give this amount and give that amount. See, God is not, people act like God don't talk. You can hear when God say you're blessed. How can you don't hear when God say give? It's the same voice speaking. The devil not going to tell you to give, but God's going to tell you to give. Why? Because he wants to bless you. He seen a little bit down the line that he got a greater blessing for you. So God sometimes tests you to see, will you walk in obedience? And it's so important to obey the word of the Lord. Don't forget, like the children of Israel, he provided water, he provided manna, he provided miraculous things for them. And when he created a miracle for you, do not forget about him. Don't be like Herod now, taking the glory. But all glory belongs to him. And I've been in a position when God tests me to see whether or not I'll do the right thing. And I know he tests you too. He's not a respecter of person. He doesn't test one person and doesn't test the other person. He tries your heart to see, do you love the money more than you love him? He'll try you to see, do you love him? Will you serve him? Will you trust him? He tries you to see, will you stand on what you promised him to do? So be a person of integrity today. Remember what covenant you made with the Lord. Remember when you're in the jailhouse, you said, Lord, if you get me out of jail, I promise I'll be in church. And you may go to church for a while, but then after a while, old habit come back again, and you start slipping slowly and slipping slowly. The next thing you know, you're not coming to it anymore. But God, remember now, he has the date written down in the book now when you promised him that you were going to do this. Don't you know there's angels around you? Whatever you say, they're recording every single thing you say. So don't forget now, when you promise God something, try to do it. Try to do it. Make it be your first priority. Lord, I will obey you. I will do what you call me to do, because I do not want to repeat this situation all over again. I'll tell you, why do people keep going back and back and back? It's because when they promise God, they keep slipping. They keep forgetting. Do not forget. Don't get amnesia now. I tell you, even a person that get amnesia because of accident or sickness, after a while, their mind comes back and everything starts being healed. So now let your mind be healed now. Remember what you promised God. Remember what you promised God when you were in the hospital and you did not know what was going on with your body. You told God, Lord, I promise I will serve you. I promise you I'll walk the right way. I promise you, God, that I will serve you and I will trust you. Remember now your covenant with the Lord and trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So be encouraged now. Don't forget what God has for you. It is yours. Don't forget what you promised him into the hands of Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen for the word this morning. Amen. Now, are you one that's so easily to forget about God? Amen. Think about that today. Praise God. Don't be like the children of Israel. Praise God. Their lack of faith in God. The mold that he done for them, so easily they was to forget. Praise God. And I'm reminded when they were facing the Red Sea experience, and until the mountain was on both sides. And Pharaoh's army was coming down behind, and they went to murmuring and complaining. They forgot how God had delivered them from Egypt. Praise God, amen. And they got there, and they started talking and murmuring to Moses. And Moses prayed, and God opened up the Red Sea. Y'all know the story. And when they got over on the other side, they weren't even a week, but 3 days down the road, they forgot. Praise God. They went to murmuring and complaining again. Oh, they wanted water. They wanted bread to eat. Oh, but I thank God that I'm reminded for the word this morning that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Amen. Shall we live? Praise God. If God spoke it, praise God, he's able to perform it, and he will do it for you, you, and you. Oh, he is blessing somebody right now, praise God. And he wants you to be a giver, praise God, where he can show you what he can do. And oftentimes God will put you in a situation, somewhere where your back is up against the wall, where you can't do nothing but trust him, praise God. You don't look for everything else, but you got to trust him. This is why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will bring you out. And I thank God that he said that you shall not lack for any thing in the land. And the land today is where you live, praise God. And every ground that your feet tread upon, that you shall possess it. Everything that your hand touch, that you will prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper. And I thank God, amen, that we serve a God that cannot lie. If he said it, he will do it, praise God. And this is what we are talking about this morning. You want it so easily to forget. I even want to say to the rich, praise God. But in verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that give thee power to get wealth. You didn't get it from on your own. You didn't get it from your ancestors. But it was God that blessed them to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto the fathers, as it is this day. Notice how God's word is always present tense. Oh, praise God. It's not past tense, but it's present tense. So God is speaking to you, 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 and I today, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. So what about you today? Are you so easily to forget about God? Come on now, help me somebody. Praise God, and he will make a way out of no way. He will open doors that is closed in your face. If he did it back then for the children of Israel, he'll do it for you and I today, praise God, because he's the same God. He's destroying yokes right now on somebody's behalf, praise God. And he will show you that he is a supernatural God with miracles to be performed. He's yet working miracles. He's yet healing. He's yet sending deliverance. He's yet blessing, oh God, his people. Praise God. Are you one, amen, it's so easy to forget about God. Soon as trouble comes your way, you quit coming to church. You go home, you lock your doors, and forget about God and the church. Come on now, help me somebody. But I thank God, amen, that if you would just continue to press your way, amen, God have a way that is mighty sweet. He always will show up and show out on your behalf. He will never let you down. Are you one, amen, you just think about nobody but you, me, and mine, and nobody else. Come on now. You can't be selfish about this thing. Amen. The Lord bless you where you can be a blessing to somebody else. Praise God. Do you have that kind of mind today? Amen. And God help bless you. Amen. Even this nation, praise God, they have on their money. And God, we trust. How are you going to trust in a God that you won't even pray to him? Come on now. Somebody ought to help me here. Thank you, Lord. But I thank God, amen, if you will pray and talk to God, God. He will talk to you. I heard Pastor Sharon say it, amen. If he, the same God that will bless you here, the same God is telling you to give. Praise God. So he's telling somebody right now to be a blessing, amen, to somebody out there that is less fortunate than you are. Praise God. And he will show you greater things in your life. Praise God. He wants to take you to another dimension in him if you trust him. Praise God. This is why the Bible says trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean to your own understanding, but he will open up your eyes. He will direct your path. Praise God. This is why his word is a lamp unto our pathway, a light unto our feet. And I thank God for it today, amen, that his word will stand. It will never fail. He's always on time. He's never late. I thank God for it today. Praise God. And as the nation which the Lord destroyed before your face, see, God has been good to this nation. He helped cut other nations down that come up against this, the United States of America. So shall they perish, because you will not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. You got to hear God's word today. Praise God. You want it so easily to forget about God. Put your trust in him. Obey his voice. Praise God. And he will direct your path. He'll do great things in your life. I just thank God, amen, for the word today. Walk in his way, and thou shalt not lack anything in the land. He wants to do great things in your home. He wants to do great things, amen, for you, and you, and I today. He's always turning the negative into a positive. He'll turn a bad situation to make something good out of it. Praise God. He always doing great things in our lives. He did it for the children of Israel. Oh, how much they cut up and how much they showed out. Amen. God was always right there, because he said, Israel is the apple of my eye. And God loves us the same today with an everlasting love. He loves you today, but he wants you to come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. He said, then he'll be our God and we'll be his sons and daughters. Am I right? So he's blessing. He's keeping us right now. He's destroying yokes right now on our behalf. All praise the Lord. We're going to pray now at this time. So we want to pray and ask you. We want to ask God, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I did not even know that Bishop Porter was on there. So you got a triple blessing this morning just hearing that word today. I tell you, it's always good that when God do something for you, never forget what he have done for you. Not just you, for you have seen him move in your loved ones' lives, your friends. Never forget and be obedient to God. When you say you're going to do something, go ahead and do it. I just thank God for that refreshing word today coming forth from Apostle and Pastor Sharon and Bishop Porter. I tell you, if it didn't touch your all hearts and bring you all back to remembrance of where God has brought you from and what he are still doing for you this day, because he's hearing and he's answering your prayers. Give him praise and give him glory. Thank you all today for listening to the broadcast, and I will continue to do this, bring back a message from Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon. You'll also hear Bishop Porter on there. You will also hear Deacon Michael on there. So if this broadcast has touched you in any way and you want to share, the calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. Amen. If you would like to hear this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, and click on the link, and you can listen to the broadcast again. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it. We thank each and every one of our new listeners, as well as our continual faithful listeners onto this radio broadcast. If this broadcast has touched you and God has laid it upon your heart to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line, and that call-in number is 712-832-7144. Code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. We don't care what church you belong to, as long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and come to wage war on the enemy and you're not afraid, come on and join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday at 1 p.m., we have Facebook Live service. And again, for those of you that have Facebook and have not clicked like or follow our page, go ahead and go to Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, hit like and follow, and you will know every time that we come live on Facebook or we post a post. Once you have your notifications on, amen. For those of you that do not have Facebook, you can listen to the service on our conference line, which is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Every Tuesday night, we have Bible talk, and there's some awesome topics that's been coming forth where we don't just talk about the Bible, we talk about what's happening today and give you scripture to it. Maybe you like to hear a topic or talk about a topic, learn about a topic. Come on, join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So till then, you be blessed. And hope to hear you on Friday night on that Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.